That was funny. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mono A Mono Show. I am DJ Ad Rock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
And we are coming to you live from 142 Waterloo Street in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. The frequency is 100.3. The call sign is CKMS.
And you can also get it on Rogers at 946.
Like
and on the internet at soundfm.ca.
Or www.monoamonoradio.com.
But then you have to go to soundfm.ca to listen to it.
But you can get everything else that you would want related to Mono A Mono from www.monoamonoradio.com.
You can get on the Twitter, you can get to the blog, you can get to the Facebook. Man,
you can get to the blog.
So
we haven't played that in a while.
Now, we were talking about it a little bit before, but
yeah.
2 weeks ago, we had probably one of Canada's greatest bands in the studio here.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Canadian rock legends,
yeah.
One might say.
Yeah, right and in
the,
here.
And it was the two original members.
Yeah.
Like, we were so nervous. I have never been so nervous, probably to talk to someone in as long as I can remember as I was to talk to those guys.
To do our own show, but I'm glad I didn't revert back to 10 years and 1 month ago. And
when
just,
you're just like, hey, can I have a picture with you?
Yeah.
Sir?
See, I was able to say that and other things.
Excuse me, sir. Can I get my picture taken with you, sir?
I think people were surprised at the questions that we pulled out.
I mean, I think so.
5440's been on quite a few interviews before.
I have to imagine.
And
yes.
I think we threw them some new questions.
I think we did. And I think they appreciated it.
Now I've got some quotes here.
Oh, geez.
From feedback that we got.
Okay.
Just either on the Facebook or whatever.
Yep.
Now, one of them was, you guys are the Strombolopolis for bands.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
Another one. How often do I sit for 1.5 hours listening to a podcast? Rare. You guys were great. Enough said.
Wow.
Huh?
That's some lofty praise.
I know. But when I did hear that, I was thinking, so that means that person doesn't listen to our battles every week. Because they're about an hour long.
No, he said 1.5 hours.
Yeah, true. So I guess he listened to both parts.
Exactly.
Now, this next one comes from the president of Sound FM.
Oh, geez.
This was the best thing to happen at the station in a long while.
Wow. That one's news to me. I didn't hear that one before.
No?
I heard the other two before. I didn't hear that one before.
Yeah, and then one more I've got here. Great show tonight, guys. Keep up the great work.
Nice. Nice.
I know.
That's very encouraging to hear, you know? Because we put on this show and, you know, we do it because we like it. And so when you get stuff like that, you know, and feedback like that. And the thing is, we love this station. We love what we do and we love what this station represents. And so, you know, anything that we can do to kind of bring the station some notoriety or whatever, any positive things that can happen to the station, we're all about it. So that's exactly. It's nice to hear that sort of thing from listeners and fellow DJs and fellow board members, because I'm not on the board anymore. nor was I ever. But that's very nice of those people to say.
Yeah, which was cool. And like you were saying, we do it because we enjoy doing this. I mean, because we can do whatever the hell we want, and then more some after 9 o'clock.
Yes, then after 9 o'clock, we can do whatever the F we want.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and we put music on this show that we want our friends and listeners and our Mono Amigos to listen to, that we think that they should be exposed to.
That's right.
We think that they should also be exposed to us, but only...
You're going to expose yourself to them?
For a price. For a price.
All right, well, on that note, let's get to a 5440 song.
Why don't we?
I'm going to go with one. We haven't played this single.
Okay.
Sheila.
Yep.
All right, here it is. Sheila, 5440, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Gonna start dressing. Find a thing. Maybe just nothing. Maybe just a dream.
Don't she look happy? Now that he's gone away from here. Don't she look happy? Now that
Right, there you have it, some 5440 with Nice to Love You right there. And then before that, you heard Sheila. A couple singles that we haven't played yet. They've got so many great songs that we...
I know, that we did a feature on them, we had them on the show, we probably played songs of theirs earlier, and we still didn't get to two of their singles.
And there's still more singles.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? I've noticed, because at work... I don't listen to, like office radio or whatever, like, you know, like the local radio stations that play, you know, smooth rock or easy rock. But the people in my office do, and, like, I Go Blind gets played so much.
Oh, nice.
Like, all the time.
Well, it is a pretty...
And it's a combination of 5440 and Hootie and the Blowfish version, but, yeah, it's, like, it's on at least... two times a day.
Nice.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Stats, I think the stats showed that that was one of their most popular, and the other one was Ocean Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ocean Pearl's a little bit more...
What?
Gritty, I might say.
Okay.
Because it's from Smiling Buddha Cabaret.
Yeah.
Which is more of a 90s. It's got some heavier stuff in there, some more distortion on the guitar.
Sure.
But I Go Blind, you know.
It's
good,
very poppy.
Solid classic rock tune right there.
Yep. I hear you.
Both versions. And you know what? I didn't want to say it when they were in here, but I was going to say, ask them, how do you guys feel about a band covering your song and not changing it at all? Like, I can't tell until the singing... which version it is.
Yeah. The song is exactly the same. And, like, even then, sometimes, like, if you're not listening closely enough and you just hear it in the background, sometimes...
Yeah, you got to strain to figure out which one it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I think it was on the day of or the day before the interview, I walked into someone's office and I Go Blind was on. And I was like, oh, these guys are coming on my radio show this week. And I was like, oh, wait a second. No, that's not them. But... the guys who originally wrote this song are going to be on our radio show this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Damn Hootie and the Blowfish.
Damn Hootie and the Blowfish. And so, Darius Rucker. That's the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, is it?
He does. See, I think he plays country music now.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, there you go.
This doesn't smell that bad anymore.
Nice.
I wonder if they've been Febrezing it.
Or maybe it's the elastic band.
Like, that could be it. It's canceling out the acrid smell of someone's intestinal tract.
The other thing we got to talk about is right before I went on vacation.
Yes.
Actually, the night before.
Wow.
There was a show at Cafe Pyrus.
Yes.
Pyrus.
You've got it.
In Kitchener.
Yeah.
Which,
where is that place?
It's right across from the bus terminal.
Okay.
On, is that Charles?
Yep.
Yeah, right across from it. So if you're getting off the bus, you can run over there and grab a...
That place looks cool. I've never been in there, but from your pictures, and now I like them on the Facebook application, and I get their updates, which are... Yeah.
And
it's pretty
cool.
They look like they have some pretty cool food.
Yeah, they have damn good iced tea. Oh. I went and that's what I had.
Wow.
An iced tea. A raspberry iced tea.
Ooh, yeah. With raspberries in it.
Yeah, Cafe Prius.
Pyrus.
Pyrus, go and get the raspberry iced tea.
There you go.
Good. Now,
and sponsor our show now.
Yeah. So I was checking out the Organ Thieves, a past feature band and past live in the studio band.
Yep.
At Cafe
Pyrus.
Pyrus.
Yep. Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to that show.
Yeah. But
I was hoping to, and then at the last minute, I was unable to.
Yeah.
It sucked, but. Because you looked like you had a great time.
It was quite good. Now, and I got my picture taken, and I took their picture. And what I found interesting about it was, now, I'm not sure if you have seen them before, but I hadn't seen them fully plugged in, electrified before.
No, I haven't seen them play live before. Only live in the studio.
Live in here, which was the acoustic.
The stripped-down acoustic version.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. And what I was saying, I was talking with Chuck after. Chuck Coles.
The lead singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And...
stealing him talk.
And...
they're also friends on Facebook.
I don't know if we are. We
oh,
might
no?
be.
I am.
No.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
So anyways, we were talking after, and... They've got a couple real spacey songs, like real psychedelic-y spacey songs, and when they play those live, it is wow. Like, you obviously get, like, if you listen to Phoebe and a couple of their other songs, like, it's got a good vibe, but these I'm really into these spacey type
you
songs.
You are. You're really into spacey songs right now.
And it was unbelievable, those ones. And backed up with Dave Backish playing the spacey parts, with Chuck Coles playing the rhythm, with the chugging drums,
and Mike bass player,
you know? Yeah.
You have to tell that story, because it's kind of funny.
So you were mentioning that his name probably isn't bass player.
Well, yeah, because you tagged him in on Facebook as being like Chuck Coles, Dave Backish, and Mike bass player. And I was like, I'm pretty sure his last name is Smith.
Yeah, well, I didn't know his last name. So I walked in.
And the only
in.
Reason I remember that is because I remember when I read their lineup, I was like, oh, Mike Smith. He pretty much won me my Fantasy Hockey League title this year, because he was a great goalie for Phoenix.
No, so I walk into the show, and another band is playing. And it's just friggin' loud in there. You can't hear anything. So I walk up, and I shake Chuck's hand. And he kind of points me to this guy who's right beside him. And he says, this is Mike. And I was like, what? And he was like, Mike. And I was like, oh. And so I shook his hand. I don't know who, Mike. And then he yelled in my ear, bass player. And I said, oh, Mike bass players.
Maybe he was saying my bass player. Maybe his first name isn't even Mike. Maybe he's saying my bass player. My bass player.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's the guy that sets up the mics.
Yeah, he mics the bass player.
Oh, he could be the guy, yeah. Well, actually, I saw
him
playing
the bass.
Well, his
name is Mike.
Bass, so, yeah. So,
either that's a real big coincidence, or...
Yeah. But, yeah, they were unbelievable, which... was really cool to see them, especially now, right before I went on vacation there.
Yeah, and they'll be coming back to the Kitchener area to play the Koi Festival September.
That's right.
So,
and when we do our show segment coming up, I'm gonna be getting to that as well.
Nice.
But they're playing September 15th and the Koi Festival at Capers. Capers.
Yep. I think. Yeah, Capers
at 4 p.m.
Cool.
The 15th.
Well, why don't we listen to some Organ Thieves?
Yeah, I want to get to one of those spacey songs from the album.
Okay.
This song is False Flag. It's called False Flag off their album, Somewhere Between Free Men and Slaves. This is the Organ Thieves on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Mono a mono! over top of you. Beating your family down for something that they didn't do. The rich got rich, the poor got none, and you're the beaten one. She stands there naked, she stands there naked, saying, make your move, take your time. We'll be busy dying in the front lines. And we all fall down from time to time. We all fall down from time to time. The contradictions of the artist painting war. So raise a false flag, tell me more lies, so I can risk my life for you, so I can die for you, so I can die for you. Now imagine people kicking in your front door. Would you lay down and die or kill for what they're fighting for? Your wife and children have no food to eat, no place to sleep. She stands there naked, she stands there naked, saying, make your move, take your time. We'll be busy dying in the front lines. And we all fall down from time to time. We all fall down from time to time. The contradictions of the artist painting war. So
tuned into the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono. Now, that was a couple songs right there by the Oregon Thieves. What you just heard was
War Machine.
And before that, you heard False Flag. Now, we chose a couple of the more psychedelic-y ones because I was in the mood for some
psychedelia.
Oregon Thieves right there. So, there you have it. And like you said, they're playing Koi Fest this September 15th.
There's a lot of bands playing Koi Fest, let me tell you.
I've got a good selection here to mention.
Nice.
And we're going to put it up on our Facebook. So if you're not
already, get to that later.
Go to www.facebook.com/monoamonoradio.
That's right. You got it.
There you go.
Bang
and
on.
Like us, because we're not like some people who send out everything.
No.
We just send out the
we
best
send out the important
and the
stuff.
Good stuff and the things that you need to hear, not even want.
No.
You may want to hear these, but you also need to hear
them. You may not even know you need to hear the things that we need to tell you. Mm-hmm. And then once we tell you them, you're like, oh,
and you know
shit,
what?
I needed to know that.
And you will become more popular at parties because you will be like, hey, did you know the Oregon Thieves were playing this Sunday at September 15th at Koi Festival?
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that 5440 was on the Mono A Mono show?
And your friends will be like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They'll be like, what? What's the Mono A Mono show? Who's 5440?
So,
and then that's when those people get a slap in the face.
Yeah. Come out from under the rock.
Yeah, seriously. Stop listening to the Beeb.